Bromley, defensive tackle, Syracuse. Size, speed, another team captain. We always like captains. We think his kid has a lot of upside and, you know, 10 sack from the inside position. So lots of things I like about the kid. You know, long arms, all the things you like for your defensive tackle to have. Take any questions?
Does he compare to any of the defensive tackles you've had recently on this
team? I'm not sure. I can't recall anybody right now, Connor, that, off the top of my head that to compare him to.
How much does he sort of do some of the things that maybe Limbo used to be used to do for you guys?
Well, you know, this guy, you know, he's big. He can, you know, he got some two-gap ability. You know, he can stand in there and hold the point of attack. You know, he's got speed. Guy ran 4.9 and some change at the combine, so he can get up the field and finish on the quarterback. Like you said, he had 10 sacks. He can hold the point. He can run, you know, has some range to run lateral, make plays down the line of scrimmage.
Can he line up a defensive end at this level?
I'm sorry?
Can he line up a defensive end?
I don't think he's a defensive end. You know, just body type, he kind of reminds you of Canty, a shorter Chris Canty, how he looks in his uniform.
When you came into the day, was he a guy you kind of targeted, or is just kind of just how the board?
Well, it's kind of how the board unfolded for us, and we had him at a value spot, and obviously we can use some depth in our defensive line as well. So it's a combination of stuff like we try to get all the time.
You had him as a second round pick, grand advisor, in that top
64. We had him in a good spot on the board to take him right now.
Jerry, given the fact that you talked about the importance of the key first three picks, you say that a lot. How comfortable, how gratified are you that you've got these three guys?
Well, we feel good about them. You know, I obviously feel good about the receiver, and you know, we have the center who we think will be a starting center at some point, and give us some depth right now and battle for the center spot, and had some versatility to play guard for us, and we got a defensive lineman that can definitely start and jump in our rotation and help us out. And
it seems like common threads there are that football acumen was key. They're
sure.
Nearly all pro ready. Are these things that were clearly important on your depth, on your characteristic chart?
Well, they're all, you know, as you go down, as you get later into the later rounds, something wrong with all of them. You know, if they were all clean and perfect, then, you know, you pick them all in the first row. All these guys, you can pick in the first row. None of these guys are perfect, but we think they're all really good football players. They're going to help our football team. They're all clean. And like I said, they're all captains. They got a lot of things that we like with our first three picks. Those are the kind of things we look for. With guys going to come in and be good players and good contributors to our football team.
Have you developed a comfort level at all with Syracuse? I mean, I know you see sometimes.
No, I don't know anything about Syracuse except the football players. You know, it hasn't anything to do with comfort level, or they're just good football players, and just a coincidence that we've had a couple of players from Syracuse. You could have said that about LSU. We've had several players from LSU.
Obviously, you do a lot of planning coming into this event. You're through with 2 days here, three rounds. How did this kind of unfold compared to sort of what you were expecting?
Well, I think things broke our way pretty good from where we were sitting on the board, and really didn't make sense for us to try to move up or down. We had good players that we liked available on the board, so we sit where we were and made good picks, we think, on the players that we picked.
Jerry, at the end of today, obviously, you look at it and you say we got a receiver, we got a center, and we got a defensive tackle, right? I mean, do you think there could have been any scenario where at the end of this day you would have looked at and said we got this, this, and this, and you would have said, I would never have thought that?
Not really. You never know in a draft, Paul, and those are positions that we think can really help us, all three of those positions. But we could have used three positions, three other players at different positions as well. So, but we're happy to get the three, players that we have at those positions. But it could have went a different way, and we would have been just as happy.
Terry, was it a goal to look for a defensive lineman somehow in this league?
Well, if you don't have big people, it's hard to win in this league. You know, if you don't get big guys, it's hard to win. And most of the time, you're going to lose. So you got to have big people up front. You got to have some guys in your rotation, in your defensive line. You got to have some depth in your offensive line. That's where it all starts. And you got to have some playmakers, and we got a combination of all three of those things, I think, with our first three picks.
You feel Bromley is a playmaker?
Well, he had 10 sacks. So, it's he played at a high level of competition. He had 10 sacks. He can run. He has long arms, plays hard. I think our coach staff really going to like this kid.
Does what you've done so far change anything for how you look at moving forward at this point? I mean, not maybe you wouldn't grab a center, but in regards to maybe the other position, would you still, be all right with getting more bodies on the defensive line, getting more bodies out of wide receiver?
Well, we're just trying to get good players as we move forward. You know, the next best player on our board, in the fourth round, we'll try to pick him. It really doesn't matter that much to me right now at what position that is. We're just trying to get good players, to create competition and depth on our team, and you may get a starter somewhere in the fourth row over there. It happens all the time.
Do you see Brown as a guy who can kind of come in and play right away?
Well, we hope so. He's a big kid. He's played at a high level of competition, and he's a strong kid. He had good reps at the combine. Big, clean, hardworking, tough football player. So we expect him to come in and be part of the rotation.
Was that big to you that you got? I mean, Tom mentioned it yesterday that you get guys that could play right away, or is that just the way?
Well, we try to. We try our best. Most kids are developmental, no matter how you cut it. Most kids, college kids that come up and play at this level, they're developmental in a lot of ways. But, the guys we get that can come in and be contributors for us, we look for that. We hope we can get that, because in this day and age, it's not many guys you can sit around in red shirt and wait on for a long time. It happens, and everybody, you have to develop players. But and with all the young players coming out, the juniors coming out, the draft is younger and younger every year with all the juniors coming out. Okay.
Is that why I'm not saying targeting, but you say you like team captains, senior?
Well, we like captains. We like captains because, we think that, they're character guys. They have leadership ability, and, it's not easy to be picked captain for your football team. And these guys have been captains, and that's attractive to us.
But in terms of accelerating that development you talked about?
Well, yeah, we think they're more mature if a guy's captain. Because if you're a captain on your team, there's some kind of leadership role that you have to take as a captain. And, again, we like that's attractive for us.